Call to order. I call to order this October 6, 2025 City Council meeting. Roll call.
Mayor DePue.
Present.
Councilwoman Gillis.
Here.
Councilman Thomas.
Here.
Councilwoman Dalbo.
Here.
Councilman Rainbird.
Here.
Interim City Manager Mahoney.
Here.
City Attorney Wolf.
Here.
Interim City Clerk Tupin present.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Please remain standing for a moment of silence. Item 2, approval or changes or modifications to the agenda. Seeing none at this time. Item 3, approval of the minutes. None at this time. Item 4, presentation of proclamations, plaques, certificates, and or donations. None at this time. Item 5, City Manager Report.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Let's have a few things. Last week, we had some forecast of the potential for some significant rainfall Friday through today. With the city's new proactive approach, we began preparing promptly. I just want to highlight some of the things that our Public Works Department implemented, several measures to mitigate stormwater impacts. Duck Lake Pond on 16th Street was pumped down significantly to allow for additional stormwater capacity. Crews completed storm routes to clear debris and ensure drainage paths remained opened. Canals were inspected and cleared to maintain proper flow. We had dedicated stormwater staff that was on duty throughout the weekend to monitor conditions and respond as needed. And previous to the event, all the construction sites were inspected to ensure all stormwater-related measures were in place, things like silt fencing, clearing inlets, and checking for erosion on retention ponds. I also attended the Majestic Oaks community meeting regarding First Business Park on October 2nd, along with Ryan Solstice, our development service director. There's a lot of conversation during that meeting. Those conversations continue with the city, Ms. Mosier, and FDOT. As of this time, there's no real clear answers of what the outcome of that is going to be. Proud to say that next week I have applicant interviews for our public works director and a position for the economic development manager. So I'm hopeful that we can find a new great team member out of those interviews. Additionally, we hired a new stormwater engineer today. So I'd like to welcome Matthew Creel on board with our team. Reminder, city clerk interviews are scheduled for October 15th, and the city attorney interviews are scheduled for October 29th. I want to make sure I mention our HR department works extremely hard for our city's benefit fair for employees, and that is this Thursday from 10 to 1 at the YMCA. So I encourage you all to go. To entice you, there is free lunch. Finally, I've received some comments about some residents experiencing odor of chlorine in their tap water. Our water plant conducts maintenance to flush and disinfect the distribution system, and chlorine is utilized during this process. It will be concluded approximately October 21st. This is routine maintenance that occurs twice a year. That's my complete.
Could I ask a question, Mr. Mayor?
Of course.
On the city clerk interviews, how is that going to be run? Are we all going to be here and interview them, or are we going to interview them one at a time? Or
you'd be required to interview them individually.
Individually?
Yep.
Okay.
So it's a full day of interviews.
Okay. Right. And I told you I got a doctor appointment that day at 9:40 that I cannot miss. So.
Of course. Yeah, we can accommodate your schedule. If you arrive late, we can make it work.
All right, thank you.
Is there lunch?
there is. I believe it's Alberta's pizza and salad. So.
I have a question, and I wanted to get consensus from the city council. We're almost near the holiday season, and our city attorney is doing his job. He's doing a fairly great job. There's concerns, I think, that we all have talked about, but the contract is up in January. So I wanted to give consensus, which is what we talked about kind of the last city council meeting, to just pause. I mean, I think we could do the interviews to see how each application is, but I think that it doesn't have to go into effect until after the contract.
Sure.
If we choose to go a different way.
Yes, I agree.
I'm fine with that.
Why not?
Okay.
A little bit of direction. Did you want to continue with the interviews on October 29th?
I think that we could continue with the interviews, but nothing would be into effect until, I believe, the middle of January.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for that report. We appreciate it. Item six, citizens' comments. This is a time for the public to come forward with any comments they may have. Citizens' comments related to any agenda matter may be made at the time the matter is before the council. Please state your name and address, and please limit your comments to 3 minutes or less.
Miss Linda, you're going to have to turn the microphone on. I forgot. It's on the top. Up at the top, there's a little switch.
Pull it towards you.
Yep. You just have to flip it up. Yep.
On off right here. You got it.
Thank you.
All right. Good evening. Linda Mosier, 319 Leaning Oak Drive, president of the Majestic Oaks Phase 1 and 2 Homeowners Association. First, let me thank City Council Manager Mahoney and Director of Development Ryan Solstice for offering last Thursday's open community meeting for our neighbors. That presentation gave us a detailed explainer of the process used to get where we are, and it also clarified some options. We just need more time. Primarily, we saw for the first time, only days ago, the FDOT Green Book standards that would allow the front commercial access directly from US 1 into First Business Park. As shown, if the speed limit was kept at 45 miles per hour for just one more mile, FDOT would support the original front entrance on Ridgewood. We also learned that continued commercial development along the US 1 corridor is likely to trigger another stoplight in that same stretch, either at Oak Branch or at Edgewater Landings, which in turn would reduce the speed limit. It's just a matter of time. We found shared safety concerns among residential communities that support reducing the speed limit in that area. Majestic Oaks Phase 4, Silver Ridge, Carters, Edgewater Landings, Pelican Coves, and the hundreds of homes in between all have legitimate interest in moving safely on and off US 1. I know that everyone's worried about being sued, but if we are all going to be good neighbors, we need to work together toward this common goal with care and best intention. For myself, I'm ready to enlist and engage homeowners toward that common end with FDOT. For Majestic Oaks, I'm here tonight to ask Council to revisit the August 4th vote on final site approval of First Business Park to make it contingent on that one change. Whatever it takes, having single front entrance via Ridgewood into First Business Park does the trick. It protects our oak tree canopy from damage, the medians and signage from impact, our school kids from side street traffic, and our homeowners from highway accidents. It's the simplest solution and the best answer. We hope you agree and stand with us. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am, for your comments. They're appreciated.
Sue Gintner, 2929 Sable Palm Drive. And along that, we've had some pretty bad flooding in the 29th block, and I'd like to see if we can get the scoops to come out and dig out the swales on that 29th block. And the other thing is the occurrence of political signs 15 months before an election. Listen, we hate them when they're up in the regular season, and I would encourage those who have them up to remove them and put them up at a more appropriate time next year when the election is. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Please state your name and address one more time in the record for the city manager to look at your issue.
Okay, Sue Genthner, 2929 Sable Palm Drive.
Thank you.
So Jack Wrightington, 2929 Sable Palm Drive, Wrightington with a W. So she stole my thunder
because I also noticed that there are political signs up. And I wondered if we had a special election in Edgewater this year, which, of course, we do not. Having checked with the city and with Lisa Lewis, I learned that we did not have such an election. And that, in fact, as my wife said, we're 15 months, or now we're 13 months away. But when the signs went up, they were 15 months away from an election. However, the individuals, the candidates who have those signs up had every right to put them up because the problem is not with those candidates. The problem is with our code. Because oddly enough, we have a regulation stipulating when signs have to come down 10 days after a candidate is either elected or fails to be elected. And all of us, candidates, political parties, in my experience in this city over 35 years, have good-naturedly and legally complied with that, willfully, happily complied with that. So it's not the candidate's fault, but we need to fix that code. Because good rules make good neighbors. So, of course, the people who don't have signs up, they can put them up. But that's not the issue, nor is it, again, the issue that two candidates put their signs up. The issue is we need to fix the code. So would you please, as a council, do something that previous councils have not done and give your strict attention to this matter? That would be appreciated.
Thank you, sir, for your comment.
Thank you.
Valerie Romer, 1303 36th Street. I'm not one for public speaking, but I felt compelled to come personally and thank City Manager Joe Mahoney for this and the City Council for addressing a major water concern on the forgotten block of 36th Street. Last year, the berm on 35th was created right before Milton. We and our neighbors had concerns that the water be pushed onto the homes on 36th. During Milton, our concerns became valid as the water behind the homes on 36th came dangerously close to flooding, with water only about 10 feet away from our back door, something that had never happened before. When the berm broke, the water began to recede. We contacted city management after Milton and informed them of the issue back here, and we were assured that it would be taken care of, but nothing was ever done. On September 4th of this year, we once again contacted city management. City council members promptly responded back, with some even coming out to see and assess the situation. Joe Mahoney personally made a phone call to my husband on September 8th and assured him that the matter would be addressed. On September 30th, Rusty came out to make sure that what they had planned in their meetings would work and made sure that I understood their plan. And on October 3rd, Rusty and his crew came out and put their plan into action, working in a torrential downpour. My husband and I want to personally thank Joe Mahoney, Rusty, his crew, and everyone behind the scenes that listened to us. The water is still draining from behind our homes, as there is a lot of water back there, and we understand that it's going to take some time for it to go down, but at least something was done. Joe Mahoney, you have been a godsend to the city. You have taken action where others have dropped the ball, and I implore that the city council find a way to keep you in that position, as I think you're a perfect fit for city manager. And to the city council, thank you for all you have done. You guys have a tireless job and continue to do it even though you're harassed on a daily basis through social media and some members being harassed even in person, which I find personally unacceptable. These people have stepped up to help make a change to our city, taking time away from their families to help with our concerns, only to be met with resistance, criticism, and personal harassment from certain individuals. However, my husband and I would like to be loud in our appreciation for everything that you guys do. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am, for your comments. We truly appreciate it. Glad the issue is being looked into.
Brian Romer, 1303. 36th Street. Just want to reiterate what my wife said, Joe Mahoney, doing an awesome job as manager. Every one of the council members, I personally got to give a special thank you to Charlotte as well as Eric. He was out there as soon as I called him. He's not even my rep in my area, but he was out there. He sat in my drive when he called Joe personally. This matter was under the table for over a year, and it got addressed immediately once the proper management was made aware. Now, I just want to elaborate on something. And it's going to go a little off a little bit here for a minute, so bear with me. I don't know if anybody in this room has ever taken a law enforcement placement exam. I have many times. When you take those exams, you're given photos with information about each photo. When you get to the questions don't all pertain to the information you're given. The questions will ask, what time did the clock say on the back wall? or what color shoes did the perp wear in the photo? They want to know that your eyes, your brain, and your person can pick up all the details that other people miss. That's exactly what Joe Mahoney did as a police chief. And he's doing a great job as a city manager.
Sir, if you're wishing to talk about Mr. Mahoney, although his actions does deserve praise, I think his contract is on the agenda for 11C, City Manager and Employment Agreement.
Sure.
If you could wait to talk about how you feel about that at that point in time. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Chuck Martin, 205 Cherrywood Lane, Edgewater. Went out and did some assessments of the lake, especially Duck Lake. Did a little video out there with my ducks. And great job pumping that water down. When we get it about a foot below the waterfall out there, where it sprinkles, that's about normal. And, thank you for that. And I want to thank Jeff Larracy also. He doesn't get much thanks. He's kind of behind the scenes, but I know he's got a hand in it. And the whole Public Works Department. Guys are doing great. Did another assessment, a little video down at 18th Street. Now we had the king tide, and I purposely went down there at high tide. I did not see water running uphill. So there's a lot of speculation going about the king tide, floodness and all that. I didn't see it. My videos prove it. Everything is flowing really, really good right now. I'm very pleased with that. And thank you for that. Went down and checked out Massey Road. I think if we got with the county, put a swell along in there, where it comes down the hill, that'll help that water percolate and kind of cool some nerves around there. Was working, helping a homeowner on Massey Road down there, getting that water draining, and went to visit a resident on 1411 Sable, and diesel's been on top of that, and I think we're gonna get that on a list and get that taken care of. It's just the sides of the roads are higher than the road, and they just got to be cleaned out. So many years of getting behind on stuff. And, I want to thank Jack back here for recognizing our signs out there. Thank you for recognizing them signs. I think I know where it's coming from. That's okay. So I got another 100 I'm fixing to put out. So I think that'll be great. And thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir, for your comments. I appreciate them.
I'm Chris Cheatham at 312 Two Oaks Drive in Majestic Oaks. I just wanted to cast my support behind Linda Mosier and the efforts that she's putting forth to find a remedy for the situation to keep from developing a complex intersection in the entryway of Majestic Oaks. I see other things. Though it's hard to pretend what can happen, but my concern, in addition to what she expressed, is the fact that main road through there that already is somewhat of not a thoroughfare, but there are plenty of people that use it as a shortcut from one street to Highway 1. And, I could only imagine with that complexity of that entrance and exit being adjoined to our entrance, a lot of people would, especially with the increased traffic there, opt to cut through our neighborhood as opposed to try to get out on Highway 1. I don't know exactly what the business development looks like and how many businesses are going in there, but I just see it as, something that is probably not really desirable to have right in the front of our addition, and it sounds like there may be some remedies as related to the 45-mile-an-hour speed limit change, possibly a longer deceleration lane. I don't know. I'm not a road designer, but I'm just thankful that we're able to possibly seek other remedies, and I just wanted to express my support for her.
Thank you, sir, for your comments. I appreciate it.
Good evening, City Council members. My name is Devin Thorne, owner of Wild Thorn Dairy at 2146 South Riverside Drive. I'm here today because, like many other small businesses, we've invested our heart, savings, and sweat into this community. And I'm here today to urge you to revisit and amend the current ordinance that prohibits sign holders from operating anywhere that is visible from the public right away. You might ask why this matters. In my opinion, small businesses are the lifeblood of Edgewater's community and create jobs, beautifying our neighborhoods and bringing families together. Unlike big box chains or national franchises, we don't have million-dollar ad budgets. For us, visibility is everything. In a community where much of the traffic drives at an average of 45 miles an hour, a friendly face holding a sign that makes a difference between an empty store and a busy, bustling day of local commerce. If safety is the concern for this ordinance, I'd recommend we implement clear and reasonable safety guidelines, require sign holders to remain by sidewalks, wear reflective vests, or limit the hours of operations. With these boundaries, we can ensure safety, order, and local business visibility all at once. This isn't just about advertising. Sign holders are often students, local residents looking for part-time work. By prohibiting this role entirely, we are eliminating a crucial entry-level employment position from the community altogether. We all want Edgewater to thrive. In order to attract new residents, new investments, we need to embrace creative, people-driven business promotions. Thank you for your time and for listening and for believing in the power of local business. Very much.
Well, thank you, sir, for your comments. We appreciate you having a small business here in the community. We were supposed to hold a workshop, I believe, last week, but it wasn't really on anybody's schedule for sign ordinances and revisiting our feather flag, so we'll have to get that scheduled and looked at.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Hello, Michael Eastup. I don't live in Edgewater. I'm the property manager for Majestic Oaks, so I don't know what address you want to use. We'll just use 208 Douglas Street. It's in New Smyrna. But I'm also here to support Linda Mosier and Majestic Oaks. I had a meeting with FDOT today regarding the entrance, and they spoke about the 45 mile per hour. They said it's going to be that anyways, so they have suggested that they're okay with that. They have also discussed multiple solutions to have the turning lane from US 1 rather than in Majestic Oaks, such as making the turning lane smaller in Majestic Oaks, having two turn lanes there. They know that there's going to be a traffic light coming as well, so it's going to go down to 45 anyways. So as I said, I spoke with FDOT today, had a meeting in person, so we really do just want you guys to reconsider your vote. Because not only is it a quality of life for Majestic Oaks owners, it's a safety issue. They have delays coming out of there, more cars, more delays, more car accidents. So I just ask you guys to please reconsider. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for your comments. They're appreciated. Item 7, council reports. Councilwoman Dalvo. Councilman Rainbird.
Good evening, Edgewater. I don't have much this week. I just wanted to say that the city did an amazing job, not just the city itself, but the residents here. We buried a police officer. So much turnout of warmth and love for the officer. He will be missed. And it all went down very quick, and the city didn't miss a step. We last-minute organized a memorial motorcycle run. Teddy Morris jumped right in to help us, and a lot of the small businesses around here donated stuff for raffles and stuff, and we were able to raise about $16,000 for his family. I didn't look at the GoFundMe lately, but it was at $70,000 or something. So, Edgewater, this came great. City manager, the whole staff all the way down the line, just got it done. He's proud, and thank you for everything every one of you do.
Councilwoman Gillis.
As far as tonight, Eric, you parroted a lot of what I was going to bring up. I think it was great the way the community came together. But I know that motorcycle ride, I think the last time I talked to them, they said it raised $16,000. And then on top of the GoFundMe, and so many people have reached out to the police department themselves and have dropped off donations, that it's just all adding up. And the support for the family has been amazing. and that's been great. I look a little funny because I wanted to play the part for Halloween because this is our only meeting we're going to have in October. So when I was little, people used to make jokes and say there was a Vulco witch, so I wanted to be that, and I cursed the people that build on wetlands, and I think that's hilarious to say right now. But that's kind of all I have for the time being. I want to move forward. I feel there's going to be some I hope there's going to be some probably commentary on Joe's contract and all that coming up, and I want to get the meeting going and move forward positively.
Right.
Vulco witch.
Councilman Thomas.
Thank you.
Have you ever heard that story?
My sort of personal, many of you know I went in the hospital on September 7th. My son put me in there at 7 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning, and I was there till 3 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. I got my bill last week, and it was $39,000. 3 days, and my copay was $600. I want to commend Miss Julie Christine for getting this insurance that we got. I mean, if I had to pay $39,000, I'd be bankrupt. So she fights hard, and they keep trying to raise it every time. And when you directors meet with your employees, I hope you share my story, because you know, it's an ace in the hole, one of the benefits that you really don't recognize, but it's there. I mean, we get I know we don't make as much as the outside world, but we get days off and vacation. But the insurance, I cannot say enough for it. So thank you, Ms. Christine, for what you do and fight to keep the insurance rate down for us.
That's great. I just want to say thank you to our public works team and our interim city manager. I think they've done a tremendous job. We don't have very much water lying around. Of course, there are some concerns. If you email me at ddepew@cityofedgewater.org, our interim city manager gets right on it and even goes to your home in some cases. I just want to say again, I want to echo the two comments. The motorcycle event was tremendous. It's over $15,000. I want to thank Teddy Morris and Harley. I want to thank James Lynch with Goodfellas Motorcycle Shop. His legacy will never go unrecognized. The support in the community has been amazing. We had over $5,000 worth of raffle items. So the community always comes together. It's one of my favorite things about the City of Edgewater community. I had a meeting with several residents of the Massey Road area and Edgewater Canal with the interim city manager, county chairman, and Ben Bartlett, the Volusia County Public Works Director. I want to say I think it's great that we have an engineer now. I think that that's going to be a huge push to positivity in the future in our community. That's all I have. I do have just one more. I just want to say for the record that I'm saddened to see some attacks going on in the community. I think we all work very well together. We've done some team bonding exercises and hoping that we could still move forward together as a positive council for our residents and keep all the negativity and personal comments out of it and just move forward for positivity in the community. My parents and my grandpa and grandma always taught me, when they go low, you go high. So that's all I have to say. Item 8, the consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered to be routine by the City Council and be acted upon by one motion. There will be no separate discussion of those items unless discussion is desired by a member of the City Council, in which case the Mayor will remove that item from the consent agenda, and such items will be considered separately. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I move we approve the consent agenda.
Roll call.
Councilwoman Dalbo?
Yes.
Councilman Rainbird?
Yes.
Mayor DePue?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gillis?
Yes.
Councilman Thomas?
Yes.
Item 9, public hearing ordinances and resolution. Item 9A, resolution 2025-R-80 of the City of Edgewater authorizing the City Council to participate in a joint meeting with the City of New Smyrna Beach, City Council, and City of Oak Hill City Commission. Staff report.
I should read it into the record real quickly. Of course. Resolution number 2025-R-80, a resolution of the City Council of the City of Edgewater, Florida, authorizing the City Council to participate in a joint meeting with the City of New Smyrna Beach and the City of Oak Hill Commission to discuss and act upon matters of mutual interest relating to economic development in Southeast Volusia County, providing for conflicting resolutions and providing for an effective date.
Thank you. Staff report.
This resolution is to comply with Florida statute to authorize the City of Edgewater City Council to participate in the Southeast Volusia Chamber of Commerce 5th Annual Regional Economic Summit on October 23rd, 2025. The annual summit brings all three cities together, Edgewater, New Smyrna Beach, and Oak Hill, along with Volusia County, to work on strategic planning. Topics include stormwater and flood prevention, transportation and infrastructure, smart growth and economic development, and staff recommends approval.
Thank you. Open a public hearing. Citizens' comments. Council comments.
Water don't stop at the city line.
What is the date one more time?
It's October 23rd.
October 23rd. It's just it's a event put on by the Chamber of Commerce of Southeast Volusia for economic development, where the three cities get together and talk about issues they may have. Close the public hearing. Is there a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve resolution 2025-R-80, City of Edgewater, authorizing the City Council to participate in a joint meeting with the City of New Smyrna Beach and the City of Oak Hill.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Thomas. For the record, roll call.
Councilwoman Dalbo?
Yes.
Councilman Rainbird?
Yes.
Mayor DePue?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gillis?
Yes.
Councilman Thomas?
Yes.
Item 10, board appointments. None at this time. Item 11, other business. Item 11A, SA 25-09, request to waive the application fee and city staffing fee for the veteran exposition by the American Legion's Post 285 on Friday, October 17th through Sunday, October 29th, 2025. Staff report. Please read into the record also.
There's no reading it's not a resolution.
Correct. Just the request. The American Legion Post 285 applied for a special activities permit to host the Veterans Exposition on Friday, October 17th through Sunday, October 19th, 2025. The Veterans Exposition will host up to 24 vendors providing veteran resources. The American Legion Post 285 is requesting the waiver of the application fee and the fee for city services. Approximately 1,000 attendees are anticipated to attend over the course of the weekend. The police department estimates that two police officers would be appropriate to staff the event for vehicular movement control. The exposition will be open from noon until 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday and 9 until 1 p.m. on Sunday. Collectively, 50 staff hours are being requested to be waived for police services. Total cost of $4,025. Staff defers to council.
Thank you. Citizens' comments. Council comments. I certainly support them. I think it's going to be a great thing. I want to thank Gary Snyder for all he does in the community.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Is there a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve. Essay.
Ma'am, did you have a citizen's comment? I guess not. Okay.
I make a motion to approve SA 2509, request to waive the application fee and city staffing fee for the Veterans Expo by the American Legion Post 285 on Friday, October 17th through Sunday, October 29th, 2025.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilwoman Dalbo?
Yes.
Councilman Rainbird?
Yes.
Mayor DePue?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gillis?
Yes.
Councilman Thomas?
Yes.
Item 11B, SA 2508, request for a waiver of fees related to a special events activity permit for Wilkie Wonka Day at Hawks Park. Staff report.
Robert Wilkie applied for a special activity permit to host Wilkie Wonka Day at Hawks Park Pavilion on December 20th, 2025. Wilkie Wonka Day will have a Christmas raffle, a business exposition, kids area, food and vendor trucks. The sponsor of the event is the not-for-profit Strong for You. Mr. Wilkie is requesting a waiver of the following fees for the event: application fee of $25, park reservation fee of $250, four police officers at $80 per hour for a total of 52 hours,
6 parks and recreation employees at $25 an hour for 56 hours. Total cost of the request is $5,835. Staff defers to council.
Thank you. Open a public hearing. Citizens' comments.
My name is Rob Wilkie at 209 San Remo Circle. For those of you who don't know about the event, basically what we're trying to do is we do a Christmas at the Christmas parades for New Smyrna, Edgewater, and Oak Hill. We give out about $25,000 in gifts to kids. We do a Willy Wonka type theme. Kids hold signs that say, I want a Wilkie Wonka bar. We give them a candy bar and they get a chance at a golden ticket. Last year we gave out over 200 gifts. Businesses donate these gifts from Xboxes, $500 gifts, $1,000 gifts. Last year we did over 250 gifts for the kids. To make life a little easier, we decided that we'd like to give these gifts away over at Hawks Park and have all the businesses show up there. All the businesses donate will be a free vendor booth for a business expo. We also, because it's Christmas time, want to do some, each business is also going to produce a basket that they're going to raffle off to raise money for the Strong for You Foundation. If you don't know about the Strong for You Foundation, we dedicate money to Edgewater, Oak Hill, Sam Sula, New Smyrna Beach for families in our community with needs. Some of the people that are with the needs that we'd like to help is Officer David, maybe donating some money towards that. We also have the lady that was hit on the bike on Park Avenue that passed away, that her 22-year-old daughter, we just paid for her, help pay for the cremation of her mother because she didn't have the money. But to help with that, the last one is a gentleman that was a band member in Crash Rocket. He grew up here. He's played in that band in our area for over 40 years. Incredible musician, but to help their family. These are some of the things that we want to do with it. We're going to have a kids' fun day with a petting zoo and a lot of other events going on for kids because it is Christmas time. And we will have entertainers from like the Show Dolls, hopefully to some of the other local communities putting on events for entertainment on the stage. We would like a little bit of help. We'll take care of all the lights, all the bathrooms, stuff like that. But we would like the city's help if we can. I appreciate your thought for this. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Thanks for all you do in the community. Council comments.
This is what Edgewater is all about. They love that Wonka bar.
Is there a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve SA 2508, request for the waiver of fees relating to special activity permit for Wilkie Wonka Day at Hawks Park. Second,
Rainbird. Roll call.
Councilwoman Dalbo?
Yes.
Councilman Rainbird?
Yes.
Mayor DePue?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gillis?
Yes.
Councilman Thomas?
Yes.
Item 11C, City Manager Agreement, staff report.
Mayor and Council, I've served the city of Edgewater for just over 22 years. I love the city. I want it to be successful. I think that I could lead us in a direction where we can make great progress. I appreciate the kind words, the confidence from the public and from the dais at our last meeting, but I'd be remiss if I didn't express my gratitude to our staff. At every level of our organization, they really make me look successful, and I appreciate all their hard work, but I will defer this to you.
Thank you. Citizens' comments.
Sorry about the confusion earlier. Brian, 1303 36th Street in Edgewater. What I was stating earlier, if you're ever taking a police exam, they ask you a series of questions about photos. The information given with each photo does not always pertain to the questions. The questions will say things like what time was on the clock or what color was the gentleman's shoes in the photo. Different things like that because they want to see your attention to detail. They want to see that you can think outside the box in every scenario and every synopsis. That's exactly what Joe Mahoney does as city manager, and it's exactly what he did when he was the chief of police. I personally feel the city would be foolish if they didn't appoint him as a city manager, because it's just the beginning of already the positive changes that are happening. With all the rain we've had, when you drive through the shores, yeah, there's flooded areas, but it don't look like Tent City anymore. Things are changing for the positive and for the better, and it's because of that man right there. That's it.
Thank you, sir, for your comments. We truly appreciate it.
Good evening, Art Slack, 3031 Umbrella Tree Drive. All I got to say, it's night and day. When Joe got in, things are being done. The past, what a disaster. Thank God we got rid of some of that dead wood. Have a good evening. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, sir, for your comments. We truly appreciate it.
Chuck Martin, Edgewater, Florida. I could go on for hours. Thank you, Mr. Mahoney, for accepting this. I think this is going to be unanimous. I just can't say enough. You know, it's got a good team behind him. We've got a great city council. Every one of you doing a great job. City attorney, Diesel, I'm proud of you. Everybody up there. Debbie, I'm proud of you, if you can hear me. We might have our disagreements, but we always pull together as a family. We went through a horrible time. We'll never forget it. One thing that was on my mind, it was mentioned to me, this property that we purchased over here, I don't know all the details of it, but I know Mr. Mahoney's going to be looking to buy a house down here, and I don't know if it's fair that he would have – the interest rates are ridiculous right now. I don't know if maybe – and I think, Diesel, I might have heard you say something about it. It's just an idea, maybe looking at Mr. Mahoney moving into that house until he can find something affordable with a good interest rate. I don't know if it's just throwing it out there. I know I'd heard it or talked about a little bit. It's just an idea. I think that the interest rates are just so high now. I'd hate to see them have to get pushed into something just to save us. You know, I don't know if that's an option. Maybe we could maybe remodel it and get it ready for him and his family and put his residence there. Of course, he'd have to pay his own water bill. He ain't getting out of that. Not in Edgewater. But we're moving forward, man. We're making great strides here. And, I'm just proud of everybody up here, our public works, man. Everybody's, we're clicking on all eight cylinders now. And like I said, we've all had our disagreements in the past, you know, but we have one common goal here, and that's to live together in the great city of Edgewater. That's why people come here. You know, we've seen it after this horrible tragedy, how people pulled together. And I want to thank you guys for the great work that you did up there for the benefit. I know you guys were up there, and especially Mr. Rainbird. He was all over the place, you know. Thank you for helping pull things together. You guys did a great job. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be there, but my heart was there, you know. And I just want to thank everybody for everything that you do. I can't say enough good about you, all of you, you know. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for your comments. We truly appreciate it. Okay, council comments. I'll go first. I hear all the time from our residents how happy they are and how proud they are that they have a city manager who will call them back and will even go to their homes, even all hours of the night. You've called me before at 9:30. I'm just leaving City Hall. I'll go down there and take a look at it. I think that you care so much about this community. You grew up in Southeast Volusia. I can't say enough great things about your dedication and your leadership. I think that staff respects you. I can't speak for them, but I think that they have the uttermost respect for you for nothing but great things on a staff level. You have made some great changes already. The very first day, correct me if I'm wrong, you bought two commercial pumps. that our residents have begged for years, even before Hurricane Ian. What happens if we're not ready? You have updated our storm management plan. You have got us, I don't know how you did, thank you so much, an engineer that was almost impossible to find. You're interviewing public works directors. You are doing a tremendous job. I think that the residents are behind you. I've heard nothing negative so far. I think you care about our community, and I think that everybody respects you. You always speak from the heart, which everyone appreciates, even if they don't appreciate it at the time it's being brought forward. But I've heard nothing but great things from our residents. I hope you continue to do a great job, which I know you will. You've proven yourself. When I first met with you, you just said, I just want a chance to prove myself. I need 6 months. And we're almost there, and you've done just that. We're pretty much, knock on wood, almost out of hurricane season, but you've proven that we're going to have a plan in action. You started pumping down Duck Lake and areas of Lime Tree before, and Queen Palm. When Queen Palm flooded, it was almost in a garage. You had all the water, and it's not just you. It's our team as well. Had all the water off the street within 1 hour. You care about this community. We appreciate and we respect you. Now, Mr. Martin is correct. I think that the contract would read a probationary period of 1 year and then it would be revisited. Is that correct, Mr. Wolf?
Well, it has a 1 year probationary period and it's subject to termination with or without cause on 30 days notice.
And I think that the fact of the matter is you love Edgewater. You've lived here before, but you have a teenage daughter.
Yeah, a teenage daughter and an 11-year-old son. I don't mind relocating. I just need a little bit of time to do so.
Yes, certainly.
She has a brand new driver's license.
That's scary. Yeah.
Does she need a car?
She has a car.
All right. Open. Any other comments at this time? But thank you for the tremendous job you're doing.
I appreciate it.
I got some. I want to ditto everything you said, but we're talking about compliments. Y'all are complimenting. We're complimenting. How do you get a compliment? You earn it, and he has earned every one of them, buddy. What impressed me the most was I was laying up in that hospital bill. They were pumping me full of blood, and who shows up but Mr. Mahoney? Because he knew how bad I wanted to vote to go against Senate Bill 180, and I wanted to vote to keep the millage at 6.33. And he was trying to figure out a way how I could vote. And he had to meet with the hospital staff, and then he talked with the nurse, and the nurse says, well, we're going to run a thing down his throat. He may not be able to talk. And so for me to vote, I may have to do that or that. So he had to get an opinion from Mr. Wolf where I could do that, or y'all, or the public actually had to hear me. And then he sends a paramedic up there to make sure I could vote, that I wasn't still on it. You talk about thinking out of the box. That man thinks out of the box, and I'm proud of him, buddy. So, yeah, that really impressed me right there, buddy. So, but, yeah, I have to ditto everything the mayor said. And he's got that water flowing, and it's flowing in the right direction. So, you know, hopefully we can keep it that way. Thank you, sir.
Great.
Thank
you. You go next.
Well, I just want to say thank you. If you do for Edgewater 6 years from now what you've done for the police department over the last 6 years, I think we're going to be awesome. You make my job easy. My phone rings. The two people sitting right back there, they made a change. All of a sudden, water's coming up. I call Joe. He's got his boots in the truck. He says, well, I might not get there right now, but he was out there, looked at what's going on. They're back. They're happy. I didn't know Mr. Slack was capable of smiling. Joe took over the job. Mr. Slack's actually like, we're doing good. Right? He's actually, look at him right now. But, you know, you're making our job easy. We have, I'm sure, things will change with different type of protocol, but you have no problem with picking. You call me. I sent you a message to get in touch with me when you can. You call me 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. I mean, that's care right there. And like I said, if you do, he has our police training area. So that out of this whole, for lack of a better word, this whole podunk area we live in, Volusia County comes to use our training facility. I mean, it's a top shelf facility. They have areas where they can go around and practice whatever they need to practice. They do it down here. When I saw this facility, it's like, Jesus, this is Edgewater. Look at us. But let this man go. He's been a little held back because that word interim is on your title. Let this man go and watch. See you in 6 years.
I want to say one more thing, too, as, you know, I remember it because I think it was a turning point for the city of Edgewater. Mr. Irby was terminated a year ago to the date. We did not rush into this decision. We promised that we were going to do a nationwide search, and we did. And the three candidates that we had, I was not thrilled with, and neither were two other members of the council. We went through the process. We could have completed the process, but I talked to them over the phone. I saw their applications. I didn't think they were a good fit for the community, and so did several residents. They didn't think that they were a strong pick. And those residents have turned their support to Mr. Mahoney. I think that we followed through with our promises. We did a nationwide search. They wanted $10,000 for the three candidates to come to the city, and we didn't agree with that. And Mr. Mahoney has a stronger passion for the community than I think they ever will, but we've followed through with our promises.
I have a lot of thoughts. No, not doing that. No, I wanted to piggyback on Art Slack. The night and day. There's things that I know that council asked and begged, and residents asked and begged, and there was things that were put off for years that were brought up multiple times. I'll bring up the Romers. I had made calls about that property in the past, and I'm not gonna lie, I hadn't heard from you guys. I thought some of the stuff had been completed, and you reached out. Hey, you know, they said that, you know, people were coming out to do this, and this never got done. I got in touch with Joe, and within a week or so, everything's been handled, and that is the same story I'm hearing from so many residents of things that hadn't been done in years, and Joe is getting it done. The people who have called me upset for years, I've been trying to get a hold of people. I've been putting this complaint. I don't know what's going on. Nobody's gotten back to me. They're like, oh, my God, Joe came out to my house. This has already been done. What has changed? And I said, it's Joe. I was like, Joe will handle it. He has gone out there. You have been boots on the ground from day one. So that first week, the list of things that you accomplished, just little things stepping forward that should have been housekeeped before. And I am just grateful, and thank you. And I know a lot of that is from staff as well. I know you've got a great support system from a lot of people. And I must say, you brought up, because I always like to throw in when people talk about the police training facility, Parks and Rec built that. Thank you, Jason. I see you over there. But I'm happy to see everything moving forward. I mean, I have gotten some people who are concerned, and Joe, you've already agreed to sit down and have coffee and meet with every last one of them. So he is not afraid to sit down and handle business and work things out and work towards a solution. And that's what we need. I mean, there's times where I would reach out to prior management just to ask a simple question, and I wouldn't get my questions answered. You don't care. The data's the data. You don't care if it's something that's going to make us unhappy or what direction it's going to push us. You give us what we need to know, and I'm very thankful for that. So that's all I got. Thank you.
Councilwoman Dalvo, do you have any comments?
No, I have none at this time. Thank you, Jeff, for all that you do. It's greatly appreciated.
Okay, is there a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve the city manager appointment agreement.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilwoman Dalbo?
Yes.
Councilman Rainbird?
Yes.
Mayor DePue?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gillis?
Yes.
Councilman Thomas?
Yes.
Congratulations, City Manager Joe Mahoney. audience. Make Edgewater great again.
Audience participation is appreciated.
Item 11D, Veteran of the Year nomination. Staff report.
Thank you for those kind words once again, Mayor and Council. I appreciate the confidence. And I must reiterate, you know, we have a great team. So they make me look good. So thank you. So item D, Veteran of the Year nominations. Mr. Rainbird nominated Danny Kirkman, and Ms. Dobo nominated Gary Schneider. Mr. Rainbird, did you want to read your remarks about Mr. Kirkman?
Well, it was an honor to nominate him. When I moved here in 2005, he was involved in Post 285 with just about every aspect. He was the past commander, first vice. When he moved over to AMVETS Post 2, he has been the leader of their honor guard ever since, and the guy just doesn't stop. And Councilwoman Dolbo's nomination is a phenomenal nomination, too. We have so many great veterans here that you can't really, it's hard to pick one. I was just, whatever happens, it was just an honor that I was able to nominate Mr. Kirkman because he's a tireless worker. Thank you for every time you guys leave your house.
Great.
I did.
We'll open it to citizens' comments and then back to council comments. Citizens' comments.
Mr. Mayor, I'm going to have Ms. Dobo read about Mr. Gary Schneider.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, my nomination for the Veteran of the Year is Gary Schneider. While Gary was stationed in Norfolk, he and his wife Lisa were foster parents to 100-plus children. He's a member of the Disabled American Veterans, DSW, and Vets, American Legion, Patriot Guard Riders, and Reefs Across America. Gary is an advocate for veterans, helping them in a time of need, whether it be donating food, clothing, blankets to the homeless veterans. Gary's organized many tributes here in Edgewater, including Reefs Across America, Pearl Harbor Remembrance, 9/11, Memorial Day Ceremony, and standing the flag line at local funeral homes with the Patriot Riders. Gary is a senior rider with the Patriot Guard Riders, the very organization that makes sure veterans and first responders have someone at their funerals, even if they don't have family here in the area. Gary is a chaplain that has assisted many families during hard times. He's never said no to accepting assignment for veterans. Gary is a dedicated husband, father, and grandfather. Gary was a civilian firefighter as well. He coached football, baseball, track for local charter schools here in the area. He was instrumental in putting together a free day at Kennedy Space Center for the Gold Star children and their families, making it possible for them to get a lifetime free membership. Gary is very active within the military community, and I am sure there's much more to Gary's story. This is just a glance into his life. And like Councilman Rainbird said, there's so many wonderful veterans that live local. They're all wonderful. It's hard to choose someone, but from my experience this year, I choose Gary Schneider as my nominee. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Councilman Dalbo. We're going to open it up for citizens' comments.
I got a question, Mr. Mayor.
Sure.
Why couldn't we nominate both of them?
I think that's a great point. Why couldn't we?
I mean, what kind of award are we going to give them? Can we give them both the same award?
I don't see why not.
I would be okay with that as well. The thing I did want to say, because I did submit a nomination for Gary Schneider as well, and then when they had already posted the Debbie's write-up, and I felt it said everything that I was going to say and more. So,
what I was going to say is I've seen a lot of people that care about the community, and the two applications are on my top five list. They're wonderful individuals who care about our community and do a lot of public events. Gary Schneider, dear friend of mine, I'm not a morning person at all. We'll call you bright and early at 7 a.m. for an event that's occurring a year later. He cares so much about the community. He cares that everything goes smoothly. And Gary brought back two events that were not dead in the water in the city of Edgewater. Your recommendation as well is a tremendous individual, but I know Gary Snyder personally more. I do know that individual that you nominated, a great individual. I think they both should be recognized. And that is a great question, Councilman Thomas, if we could do two nominations.
Well, let me do it formally. I move that we nominate both of them.
Is there a second? Roll call.
Councilwoman Dalbo?
Yes.
Councilman Rainbird?
Yes.
Mayor DePue?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gillis?
Yes.
Councilman Thomas?
Yes.
Awesome. And just to that degree, you know, one of the things I was proud of was our Outstanding Citizen Award. Is that dead in the water, or what is going on with that?
I don't think we've gotten nominations for it.
It hasn't been advertised.
We can...
All right.
Yeah,
because Jill used to post it on the Facebook page when it was near nominations, and they'd send it out in the newsletter. So. Great. Okay, item 12, officer reports. Item 12A, city clerk.
I just wanted to say thank you for your patience with me over the next couple of days. I'm up in St. Augustine at a conference, so I'm not on my email or able to respond to things as quickly or, you know, often at all. So thank you for your patience with that. And hopefully Friday, if there's anything you email to me, I'll be able to get to you then.
Thank you. Awesome. City attorney.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. All right. As far as a litigation update, in the Lennar litigation, which is their appeal of the denial of a final plat for Edgewater Preserve Phase 2, we had the final hearing on September 25th. So both sides argued their case based on the briefs that have been filed. At the conclusion of the hearing, Judge Rowe took the matter under advisement. He indicated he wanted to take the time to read the transcripts of the meetings where this came up. He also wanted some more time to read the case law cited by the parties in the briefs. So in due course, Judge Rowe will be entering his final order on the appeal. And it's unpredictable when that might be entered. Moving on to the All Florida Plumbing matter, we have the mediation coming up this Friday. Again, if any sort of agreement is reached at the mediation between the parties, it would come back for you to vote on whether you wanted to resolve the matter based on that. The SB 180 lawsuit was filed. It was filed on September 29th in Leon County. There are 25 plaintiffs in the case, including the city of Edgewater. So two counties and 23 cities are the plaintiffs. And then there are four state defendants, or actually five state defendants named in the case. So at this point, once the case is filed, then the next step would be for the clerk to issue summonses to each of the defendants in the case. Then the plaintiff would need to go ahead and serve the summons and complaint on all the state defendants. They would then have a time period to respond to the lawsuit. As far as the allegations in the lawsuit, there are six counts. It's a long complaint. It's approximately 45 pages long. So there's six counts. Count five alleges that the SB 180 conflicts with the Community Planning Act, and count six alleges that SB 180 is a violation of the city's home rule powers. So essentially, the basis of the complaint is that planning and zoning are one of the most important fundamental functions of local government, and sections 18 and 28 of SB 180 prevent local governments from exercising home rule authority in planning and zoning. And these provisions of SB 180 take away local government's ability to exercise the very powers they have been given under the Florida Constitution and statutory law, and are the largest infringement of home rule power in the history of Florida. So SB 180 circumvents and renders meaningless the grants of home rule authority provided in the Florida Constitution by legislative act. And so the complaint alleges that SB 180 is unconstitutional for quite a number of reasons, and I will continue to keep you posted on developments in the case.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Citizens' comments.
Linda Mosier, 319 Leaning Oak Drive in Majestic Oaks. First, I wanted to congratulate City Manager Joe Mahoney, and also kind of as a, just coming back to our issue again and again and again. I've been back for 8 weeks now, and I kind of need to make certain that we understand that there I am asking for an action here. And I do understand that it's difficult to ask to go back on votes, but I need to know how, what's our next step, and how do we get on an agenda to discuss this again. And then I want to challenge Joe to help us get this issue resolved as your first order of business as the new city manager, and to invite you back into the neighborhood. You are, your house itself is not for sale, but there are several listed. So think about coming back into Majestic Oaks. That's certainly fine with us. So, yeah, kind of curious, how do I proceed? Who wants to talk to me next week?
The city manager has been in contact with you the whole time.
Yes, yes, he has.
And so I'm sure Absolutely. He'll continue communication on how to proceed.
I will do that.
All right, great.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks and very you much.
Can, you
appreciate
can, of
it.
Course, reach out to each and every one of us. We receive your emails and appreciate them. Thank you.
Good evening, Council. Chuck Martin, 205 Cherrywood Lane. It's been a great meeting tonight. Thank you, Mr. Wolf, for leading the charge and explaining that to us where we can understand it. It's awesome having a great litigation attorney on our side. I think you are worth the extra $3 an hour. You get what you pay for. We're happy to have you. And with that being said, the pieces of the puzzle are coming together at the top. We're missing one piece right now. And I want you guys, the council, because it's up to you, I want you to think about this. That last piece of the puzzle is our city clerk. I think we all know who's right for that position. That would be Mrs. Geiger. And I heard something about, I might be wrong, but I heard there was some 4 or 5 people that they were looking at. I don't know who was making the choice or whatever, but I heard that she was like, with the credentials or whatever, maybe was the second choice, but she's our first choice. And I think that once we move her into this position, if she's willing to accept it, and I think she is, I think we'll move forward with all the pieces of the puzzle. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you for your comments, sir. They're appreciated.
Donna McDavid, 1201 Bond Street. I just want to do a reminder here. I've got over 40 flyers out in town. Dream Green Volusia and myself locally sponsored Nancy Miller for a roundtable discussion. She was running and is running for county at large seat. We had a showing that was not thrilling to us. We are hosting this Saturday Mike Poniatowski. So this is an opportunity for the community to come, to listen to the candidate, get to know the candidate, and ask questions. This is community involvement. This is somebody that is going to represent us. Please. So it's at the library here in town, and it is at 10 o'clock, again, this Saturday, the 11th.
Thank you for your comments. We appreciate it. We are adjourned.